Trump, premature troop withdrawal, and Russian agenda, 8:38 a.m. the 17th of November 2020. Trump, premature troop withdrawal, and Russian agenda. Jens Stoltenberg, NATO chief, warns against premature withdrawal from Afghanistan, Compolitics. Tuesday, November 17, 2020 at 7:24 a.m. One share NATO chief warns against premature withdrawal from Afghanistan. Barbara Starr profile image by Barbara Starr, CNN Pentagon correspondent updated 7:06 a.m. ET, Tuesday, November 17, 2020 NATO chief warns against premature withdrawal from Afghanistan. Barbara Starr profile image by Barbara Starr, CNN Pentagon correspondent updated 7:06 a.m. ET, Tuesday, November 17, 2020 ESPER memo warned against withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. ESPER memo warned against withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. 2:48 Washington, CNN NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg issued a stark warning Tuesday that any premature withdrawal from Afghanistan could be dangerous, a day after CNN and other outlets reported that President Donald Trump is eyeing a troop drawdown against the advice of the nation's top military officials. The price for leaving too soon or in an uncoordinated way could be very high. Afghanistan risks becoming once again a platform for international terrorists to plan and organize attacks on our homelands. And ISIS could rebuild in Afghanistan the terror caliphate it lost in Syria and Iraq, Stoltenberg said in a statement to CNN. Trump White House U.S. military anticipates Trump will issue order to plan for further troop withdrawals from Afghanistan and Iraq. Top Trump advisor moves closer to accepting Biden win. Obviously, things look that way now. Trump aims to undermine Biden's legitimacy even as legal challenges fizzle. Map, full election results. CNN, citing two U.S. officials familiar with the matter, reported on Monday that U.S. military commanders are anticipating that a formal order will be given by Trump as soon as this week to begin a further withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan and Iraq before Trump leaves office on January 20. But then Secretary of Defense Mark Esper sent a classified memo earlier this month to the White House asserting that it was the unanimous recommendation of the chain of command that the U.S. not draw down its troop presence in Afghanistan any further until conditions were met, sources familiar with the memo tell CNN. It is believed that the memo, first reported by the Washington Post, is one of the main reasons why Trump fired Esper last week. In his statement, Stoltenberg also noted that the NATO presence in Afghanistan was in support of the United States following the 9/11 attacks on the U.S. NATO went into Afghanistan after an attack on the United States to ensure that it would never again be a safe haven for international terrorists, he said. Hundreds of thousands of troops from Europe and beyond have stood shoulder to shoulder with American troops in Afghanistan, and over 1,000 of them have paid the ultimate price. U.S. military anticipates Trump will order troop withdrawals in Iraq and Afghanistan. U.S. military anticipates Trump will order troop withdrawals in Iraq and Afghanistan. 2:24 He also called for all NATO allies to honor their commitment and to withdraw when the time is right. We went into Afghanistan together. And when the time is right, we should leave together in a coordinated and orderly way. I count on all NATO allies to live up to this commitment, for our own security, he said. The Pentagon has issued a notice to commanders known as a warning order to begin planning to draw down the number of troops in Afghanistan to 2,500 troops and 2,500 in Iraq by January 15, the officials said. Currently, there are approximately 4,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan and 3,000 troops in Iraq. But the assessment shared by Esper from the chain of command, Esper, U.S. Central Command leader Marine General Kenneth Frank McKenzie and commander of NATO's mission in Afghanistan General Austin Miller, stated that the necessary conditions had not been met. Others agreed, sources tell CNN, including chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley. CNN's Jake Tapper and Zachary Cohen contributed to this report. https://www.cnn.com/2020/11/17/polity-